Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour, special super rumor, maybe news bonus edition. I am Josh.
I'm Jake. It's also the / anniversary edition, because today is Pokemon's 20th birthday.
It is. Happy birthday!
Woo!
Pokemon! This is going up on Saturday for Pokemon Day. So, as may have been confirmed yesterday...
Yeah, we're recording it two days ago.
We're recording it the day before the Pokemon Direct.
Yeah.
On Friday. So... we're pretty sure what they announced yesterday was Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah, that leaked on Thursday morning. I got the tip-off from Alan. I don't know if you saw
it. I just saw it on Twitter in the morning, but I didn't report anything on it because nothing was confirmed. It was very much just a rumor.
So basically, someone was digging in like the European patent office or something.
I don't know how people find these things.
Nerds, man. I don't know. And they found... registered trademarks for Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon and logos. And these are good-looking logos.
Also, it developed a little later on.
I didn't hear anything.
Because when I got home from work today, today being Thursday when we're recording, they have also found registered websites by Nintendo of America and Europe for Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Okay.
Like, related URLs to that.
Okay.
So it's all but confirmed.
Basically confirmed. Which on the one hand is cool. On the other hand, it takes a surprise out of it.
It's fine.
I would have...
What does it tell us about the game?
I mean, it tells us that they exist. I would have liked to hear it from Nintendo first. That's all. That's my point.
It's fine. Now you're getting on the spoilers thing that we talked about.
Well, it's not spoiling anything. I just want to hear it from the source. That's why I don't watch trailers.
Or you did.
Well, I haven't yet, and I might not still.
Right, we don't know.
We don't know. Tomorrow they could be like, those were tricks.
We tricked you. Here's Pokemon, please and thank you.
Generation 8, Pokemon, please, Pokemon, thank you. I'm going to get Pokemon, thank you.
Okay.
So.
I guess I'll get please then.
Which one are you thinking about getting for Sun or Moon?
I'm going to be honest. I'm thinking about just getting both this time, but I'm leaning toward Moon as the one that I believe.
Right. Like, I was going to get Sun because I don't get two. I'm not a nerd.
Well, I mean, it's fine.
You and my little brother have fun with both of your games.
I'll have two 3DSs by then, so...
I'm not going to be able to get the Pokemon 20 that comes out tomorrow. Sarah told me, she's like, we got five, they're going to be out at 8, and I was like, they're going to be gone by 9 when I go to...
I mean, maybe not.
Well, I mean, maybe not, but I don't have 200 extra.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a $200 console, so I don't think it'll just sell out in the first hour. I pre-ordered mine at GameStop, so...
If I had...
I'm going to swing by and just grab that after work.
If I had, like... If this was on a pay week, I would have the money. But it's not.
Right.
So I don't. So, like, we'll see what happens. Anyway, so today what we're going to be doing to celebrate Pokemon 20 / Pokemon Sun and Moon is we're going to be talking about, like, a wish list.
Yeah, just, like, things that we like... in Pokemon games, or would like to see in Pokemon games.
Yeah. Or things we would like to see back in Pokemon games in a couple instances. So I think the first thing, we have some tweets. Do you want to go over those first or last?
Let's go over those first. I can just pull them up.
Okay.
I think I favorited all of the responses.
Well, they should just be in your mentions.
Yeah, but like sometimes other stuff gets mixed in there, so I like to like them so I can just find them in my like list faster. All right, so I put a tweet out an hour ago. because I'm not good at planning. Not an hour ago, 2 hours ago. But we did get, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 replies to it?
Yeah, thereabouts that I can think of.
Two of them are from Shannon. I'm counting them as one. So we got about 4 replies. So I just sent a tweet out on the PWT podcast Twitter. Go follow it. It's great. If it's all right. It could be great, but I don't keep up with it enough for it to really be great. I sent out a question. What features in Pokemon games would you like to see return or maybe added if it was something like new to future Pokemon games with the announcement of Sun and Moon? I think it's a pretty good question to ask.
Yeah, so we got 4 different people.
So
hit me with them.
All right, the first one is our boy Hoops.
Hoops.
He wants ball seals to come back. You remember what those are, right? Those are from HeartGold and SoulSilver.
I don't remember what those are.
It's little stickers. You put a ball capsule on any Pokeball for a Pokemon in your party.
Okay.
And you can put little stickers on it.
Right.
And when you throw the Pokemon out, when the ball opens, like, designs and stuff will come out from depending on what stickers you put on it. So there's, like, little fire and, like, electricity. And you can spell words with it because you can get letters.
Okay. I never got that. I never did that. I never got to that side
I did.
Of Pokemon.
I did. That's a really cool feature that has never been explored again.
Yeah, because something there was something like that in Platinum, at least.
It might have been in Platinum. It might be a whole Gen 4 thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just tying it to Heart Gold and Soul Silver because I played them the most.
Yeah, but that would be neat. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew that there was like some sort of custom animation thing in Platinum because I'm watching a Let's Play of it now.
Right, but so it's probably all of Gen 4. I just imprinted it.
But yeah, that would be neat. I don't know if I would use it a lot, but that's just me.
I would. Like, it depends on the limitations of it. Because the stickers in Heart Gold were, like, not great. But if the effect, like, if I put a fire sticker on there, instead of just, like, a fire symbol popping out, like, that just looks like a sticker. If actual fire came out of it, that would be real sweet. I would use that.
They were still sprites back then. Like, now they're fully animated. Yeah. So they should be able to do.
And I like the words.
Things.
You could type out, like, go get them. And
Brapadoo.
Or get it. 20 does get it.
20 does get it. That would be pretty neat. I would like to see, on that note, like on that that front, I would like to see like custom Pokeballs. Like if you could like collect stuff to make, give it different attributes, like that would be neat.
Right. That would be cool. If it was kind of like Kurt's balls, but you could combine things. Because you know Kurt, you give him an apricot and he makes you a ball. Like the moon ball catches Pokemon that evolve with a moonstone easier. Right. But if you could, like, combine that with another one, so it's, like, it catches Pokemon, like, combine that with a Dusk Ball somehow. So it catches Pokemon that evolve with the Moonstone better at night.
Yeah.
So it's, like, both qualifiers. You get, like, a double bonus. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
Cause you could would just like the ability to transfer them to a different kind of Pokeball.
That would be cool. Just be like...
So I could catch some... Because I like Pokeballs, just regular little Pokeballs.
Yeah.
So I would like to be able to catch something in like an Ultra Ball and just transfer it back into a regular Pokeball or a Premier Ball.
Yeah.
If it's a shiny, I would like to be able to catch it in anything and then put it in a Premier Ball.
Right. Yeah. Just have the two Pokeballs, make them kiss.
Right.
And then
just put a little machine in the corner of a Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be every Pokemon Center. It can just be one.
Right. Or like you have to go back to your house, you know?
Yeah.
Like your mom's working on the technology or something.
Right. Then halfway through the game, she calls you. She's like, hey, I figured it out. If you want to switch your Pokeballs. Come back home.
For aesthetic effect and nothing else.
I spent all that money you're saving on this Pokeball switching machine.
I never have my mom save money.
I always do. That's the only way you can get a Snorlax doll.
I don't care about that.
The next one comes from Shannon. You guys know Shannon. We can't stop talking about Shannon.
We talk about Shannon a lot.
She wants the ability to rename event or traded Pokemon. She also wants the X and Y character customization to stay and be improved upon. I agree with...
1.5?
1.5 of them. Yeah. I want to be able to name event Pokemon, but like I don't necessarily need to be able to name a Pokemon traded to me by another human person.
Because that one, I understand. That one's like, I named this, now I'm giving it to you. That I get.
Yeah.
But event Pokemon just come from the Aether.
Right.
It's like, she wants to be able to name her second Mew 2, T-O-O.
As in also. Well.
Yeah. Which is a great name that is unfortunate that you can't name your Mew. And then on the character creation front, that was my jam in 6. I spent so much money on clothes.
Right, you chose the girl avatar.
I did. They have better clothes.
They have way better clothes. I chose the boy, and like he looks cool. I like the way my guy turned out. But I also started X, because I think I have Y. I started X as a girl, and there's just so many more.
So many options.
Just so cute,
wicked cute. And you like this is like you can change your hair, like style and length. You can change like every part of your outfit.
There's different skin tones.
The only thing I wish you could just take your freaking hat off. I do not
that
hat.
That I think is one of the improvements that would, that would need to be made.
I would like it to be
because I never wear hats. The only time I ever have a hat on is if I'm going in the freezer at work for more than 5 minutes.
I wear a hat frequently. I have a Gravity Falls hat, like the Dipper Pines hat.
Yep.
I wear that as a hat so the sun doesn't get in my eyes. And then like if it's cold in the morning, I have a toque that I wear to work.
That's the not skull
That's
cap,
not
right?
That's not a skull cap beanie.
Okay.
It is sort of, but it's a toque.
Is it T-O-O-K?
It's T-U-K.
Oh, tuck.
With two umlauts.
Oh, it's an umlaut.
Yeah. I think it's Canadian. I don't know. But it's That's mostly just to keep my hair in order when I'm going to work while it's still a little wet. So
right,
I don't want my Pokemon character like I like them, but they're like you can get like sunglasses that just go on your hat. I want to just put those on my head.
Right. Yeah.
Or like wear them. You know.
Or put them on your eyes.
Yeah. Like, I don't want them to like have to go on your hat. I don't like that because like you would be able to do a lot more hair stuff, a lot more hairstyles
if you weren't limited to a goofy hat.
If you didn't have a hat on.
Yeah.
Also, I want chucks.
There's like one pair of chucks.
I don't know. Could girls get them?
I don't know.
Maybe I just missed it.
It was blue sneakers. I was like, oh man, I own these exact shoes. So I bought those and never looked back.
That would be another thing. Being able to like change the colors.
Yeah.
You know? Like add more styles of stuff and then.
Yeah, definitely explore this.
Yeah.
You started and then you backpedaled.
And it was awesome.
Because look, I don't want to be Brendan. That dude looks lame. He's got a stupid hair hat and I hate him.
Wait, what?
That's not his hair. That's a hat.
Wait, what? That's a hat?
That's a hat.
That's hair, though.
Before, it was like, it was his hair. I'm going to come out and say it. Before, it was his hair, but the internet, like, blew up and got all snarky about it. So in the new one, it is definitely a hat. It shows him, like, take it off at one point, I think.
Why would they be... What? That's stupid.
It's real stupid. I hate his dumb hair hat so much.
That makes no sense. It's like a cowlick. It is like a giant cowlick.
It's a cowlick, but it's a hat.
I hate that. This is just another reason why I don't like Gen 3.
Yeah, it's dumber than Tommy's hat.
That thing was a scarf, too. At least that was practical, sort of.
He could just keep all his hair back there.
Yeah, but the thing I like the least about Omega Ruby is that I can't change my clothes. And I get that it's like an update of like one that you couldn't do that in. I get it.
Right, but,
like,
but it's in the generation of one that you could.
You have like in the meat of that game is programmed clothes, you know?
Right.
So, like, just put him in. I'd have more fun. Speaking of, one thing I definitely don't want back is the little Pink Panther crawl. Because, like...
Oh, the sneaky sneak?
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. But I waste a lot of time sneaking around because I like it so much. So, I want to get rid of that. So, I'm just, like...
It seems like every generation since Gen 4, when they introduced the Poké Radar, they've done some weird, different... Like, they've never done it the same way twice. And this game's version of that is sneaky sneak.
Yeah, I like the idea, but I waste a lot of time sneaking around like a pink panther.
That's a you specific problem.
I think there's probably several people that if you really look at it, if you take a step back and look at yourselves, you're also wasting more time than you need to. It's why I haven't got past the third gym because I just keep sneaking around and I'm like, well, another Zangoose, cool. Oh, there's another thing I can. See, let me sneak up on it. Oh, it's just another Zangoose again. Swimming in Zangoose over here.
Sometimes.
I don't mean to say Zangoose. I meant Zigzagoon, but I said Zangoose because I like it better.
Sometimes you just got to run past the Russell spot, buddy.
I can't.
Sometimes you have to.
I have to catch them all, though, Josh.
Right, but you don't need multiple versions of them.
But I don't know what it is until I look at it enough times so I can see its tail clearly.
But you can come back. There's no permanently missable Pokemon anymore. Even the legendaries come back after you beat the Elite Four once.
I didn't know that. And also, I don't like... Once I beat the game, I beat the game. Like, I do the post-game stuff, and then I'm out. Like, I don't really play too much longer than that. Anyway, who else? What else we got?
You got one from Cassidy. She also wants character customization back, which we've already got a big thumbs up for.
Absolutely.
And her other one is for the first in your party to follow you around again.
Like Soul Silver.
I have an addendum to that. I think there should be an option in the menu that is just follow.
Right. We were talking about this.
Yeah. So instead of the first Pokemon in your party, regardless of whatever, always being the one that follows you, you should be able to set any Pokemon on your team to follow. So that way, like, if I'm training Caterpie, it's not following me around because I want my buddy Cyndaquil out with me at all times.
Right. I get that. I like that idea, too. I don't mind the first person because I'm bad at training. I bull rush things. I try to rotate, but, like, then my Pokemon just seem weaker than they ought to be.
And well, the experience share now.
Yeah,
just
thanks,
like,
thanks to that, everything is real great. But
streamlines the crap out of training Pokemon.
For sure. I want that back too real bad. I miss just being able to walk around with my Totodile.
Yeah.
And like, or like a Wailord, and it's like the bottom half of your screen.
Or just Onix just swirling along behind you.
That was also some real good stuff.
Plus, it's 3D now, so like, make that Cyndaquil ride my shoulder.
Maybe that's why they didn't have it. Because, like, if the camera moves behind you and your big old whale lord is there, you won't be able to see anything.
They could get around. They could just make it pan up and just pull back into, like, an old school camera angle.
Yeah, depending on what your Pokemon is. Or, like, have it next to you.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wouldn't be like, hey,
it's fine.
Me.
Also, look, it does not need to be to scale in the overworld. Nothing is.
No.
So if it's just like, I mean, I would like it. That would be great if you're walking around like Lumio City with a whale lord just like knocking buildings over, even though he's like super light because he's filled with helium.
Right. Who is like 9 pounds.
Yeah.
We got one more.
One more from Danielle, who also wants Pokemon to walk with you like Pikachu did in Yellow.
Yeah, same thing. That's all we got, right?
That is all. Unless I got anything else in notifications, and I don't. That is all the replies we got on Twitter. It was very short notice, so thank you guys for just being on top of that.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you want? What are some things that you want out of this?
I want, first and foremost, more than anything in the world, I want the Pokemon World Tournament back and, like, super expanded. I want every important trainer to be in a tournament. I want all the Elite Fours, all the gym leaders, all the past champions. Work gold in there, please. Put silver in, because he was never a champion or anything, but he's still a world-renowned trainer.
Right.
He's a main character.
Yeah, he got better.
Put the professors in there. Like, just start throwing weird crap at the wall.
Yeah, dude, Professor Oak with his weird team that he was supposed to battle you with.
Like, I want to know what Professor Sycamore's team is, just so bad.
Who is Professor Sycamore?
He's the X and Y professor.
That's a very handsome one, right?
He's the very handsome man, yeah.
I don't know what his team... I feel like his team would be, like, real lame.
He'd have, like...
a lot of pretty Pokemon.
He'd have, like, Lopunny.
like, Lopunny and, like... Like, probably a lot of fairy types.
Florges.
Yeah. He'd be like, well, I like him. I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna trounce
that's
you.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm gonna wipe you out in the first round, buddy. Sorry.
Sorry about it. Yeah, that would be cool. Like, because there's... plenty, because there's there's the Elite Four for every game. It's the only time it's a little the same is from
There's overlap in
Red and Gold,
and Kanto and Johto, because it's technically the same league,
right?
So
there could be that. Then there's like 20 others, so you're looking at you're looking at like 25 or 26. I don't know how many people switch out in Gold. I know Koga's in there.
Koga takes over for Agatha. And Sydney, I think the only one who's still there.
Wait.
This is spoilers for Gold, Silver, Heart Gold, and, you know, whatever.
Wonderful.
I think the only, no, Sydney is Gen 3. That's good. I just fought the Elite Four yesterday, so I'm getting them mixed up. Koga takes over for Agatha. Lorelei is gone, and
Lance is gone.
Lance is the champion.
Was he the champion in the first one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruno is still there. I don't remember who else. There's Karen. She's a dark-type trainer.
Sure.
And, I think his name is Will. He's a psychic-type trainer. He's the first one.
Okay.
So just Bruno holds over.
So that's 20.
And Lance gets bumped out, so he would be in the champions bracket.
So there's 29. There's however many there's, you know, six champions. Then there's...
well,
every gym leader?
Seven champions? Because in the original World Tournament, Blue and Red were both in the champions tournament. And then there's Lance... Steven, that's Gen 3. So Gen 4 was Alder?
I don't know.
I think is his name. Gen 5 was...
Frank. Chrissy.
Nope. Cynthia. And then replaced by Iris in the sequel.
Okay.
And then in Gen 6 was Diana? Was that her name?
Yes. Was she the champion? Yeah, she was a champion. Yeah.
So there's eight champions.
Eight champions on top of...
that's a tournament right there.
Yeah.
That's a tournament bracket.
Yeah. I mean, you're not one of them.
But, like, you bump one out to put you in.
But, like, then you have those eight. You have 29 Elite Four.
Right.
So you're up to 37. If you get some of the other training, you know, if you get Gold and Brendan and all, you know, all those guys, that's two per game. So that's another 12.
Right. And, like, the way it worked in Black 2 and White 2 was that, like, you had to unlock more tournaments. Like, at first, you could just fight little... nobody trainers.
Right.
And then you unlock the Unova gym leaders tournament because that's like all the current ones. And you beat the game and you unlock each region's gym leaders. And then you beat all of those tournaments. And then you unlock the world leaders. And then you beat that. And then you unlock the champions tournament.
Right.
So then like put the Elite Four between world leaders and champions.
Yeah.
And then like you can just add silver to the champion. Like who's going to be mad?
Right, nobody.
Or some nerd, or like but Crystal, like,
you know?
Or just, or like, whatever, when you do Lysa, world leaders.
I don't remember what her name was.
Yeah, like in the world leaders one, just throw them in there.
Yeah.
Or after you beat the champions one, just unlock a free-for-all level.
If they just put in, like, a pick however many people you want, like, up to 64 in the tournament.
Yeah, like, the you go through all of them, and they're all, like, 8-man single elimination brackets.
Yeah.
And then you get,
throughout, like, King of the Rings.
And then you unlock the free-for-all. Yeah. After you beat all of them. And then it should be, like, how many do you want to fight? 8, 16, 32, 64. And then it could just pull people from anywhere. That's where your professors could come in, your old rivals.
Yeah, rivals. Any, like, trainers of note that, like, maybe you weren't paying attention to, but, like...
Right.
Like just, like, a random, like...
Throw Mr. Fuji in. What's his story?
Right. What Pokemon he got? Well, he got none. His are all orphans. But, yeah, like, you know, like, maybe Team Rocket. Get some Team Rocket people in there.
Yeah,
you know?
They added, like, actual named admins in... Heart Gold and Soul Silver remake, so put them in.
Put them in. And, like, you know, I don't know any
Giovanni is in the World Leaders tournament.
So he comes back just
He's in the Kanto Leaders tournament.
Just to be in the Kanto. He comes back out of hiding.
Also, Red is in the Champions tournament, and he still doesn't say
anything.
He's
a ghost. But he's a legend, man. He's got business to take care of.
That's my favorite feature in any Pokemon game, and I don't want to turn this into how I would make Pokemon World Tournament the game.
Well, to be fair, not everyone listening knows that you are borderline obsessed with tournaments.
That's true.
So, like, it makes sense that your favorite thing was in your favorite game. That would be your favorite thing about any Pokemon game.
Right. You know?
So, I just think it's a good idea.
It's the best post-game thing because it pulls the whole world of Pokemon together.
Makes it feel real. I would like, speaking of pulling, that's the thing I would like, is I would like some sort of blending of the world. I would like them to figure out a way to make the world seem like it all took place on the same planet.
Right.
Because it doesn't to me at all.
Right.
Especially between games where they're like, hey, we found 100 new Pokemon. What? What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, in X and Y, they do mention other regions a lot.
Yeah, there's that guy who's like, I'm from somewhere else.
Even in... Is that Gen 5? I think that's Black and White. Whatever one Volkner's in, I can't remember. I think it's Gen 5.
Volkner?
He's a gym leader.
Electric type?
Yeah.
Does he have, like, Dr. Octopus arms?
No, he can't be Gen 5. He does not have... That's Clement that you're thinking of.
Okay. I forgot his name already.
That's Gen 6.
Volkner, that's why I was asking.
Volkner is in Gen 4. He's the last gym leader in Gen 4.
Okay.
He's an electric type gym leader. But in his town, like, Jasmine is just there. And you can talk to her.
Just chilling out.
She's like, hey, I'm from Johto. I'm a gym leader. Isn't that great?
That's cool.
Just do more stuff like this. But then use the world tournament to bring everyone together in the way that people just are in the Pokemon world and that they always want to fight each other.
Yeah. I would also like a button up front that would be like, hey, did you play Pokemon before? And you could say yes. And it'd be like, cool. You're just jumping right into it then.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being a big tutorial in the last two that I played, though.
I can't really remember. You get, like, 6 friends at the beginning of X and Y.
Yeah, that was... Hey, what do you want your nickname to be so we don't... I mean, but, like, it's just in text, so we could have just said Jake. I don't know why I had to be Lil J.
Right. I mean, you could put anything.
I forget. I think I put Lil J. I don't know. It was just the first option.
I put J money.
Of course you did. Yeah, I don't...
Like, I like that little touch. I think that's neat. Because, like, these are your friends.
Yeah.
So they have a cute nickname for you. And everyone else just calls me Josh.
Yeah. I would also like there to be some sort of story this time. Nothing too crazy, but just, like, a little more in-depth than... Because X and Y's story was, like, also Team Flair. Like, that was basically the whole story of that.
Yeah.
Like, they want to blow the world up or whatever. I don't know.
Because people are ugly and they want to be beautiful.
But, like, maybe have something that, like, would, like, I don't know, branching paths. Like, if you choose not to go fight people, like, you'll miss certain parts. Or if you beat people. Or, like, if you lose, maybe you just lost that fight and you can't, like...
Right. Instead of just respawning at a Pokemon Center.
Yeah. And then being like, hey, I've forgotten about the last
fight. That would be really cool if there were, like...
Not every fight, but, like, certain fights.
Yeah, but if there were, like, 10 gyms, but you only need 8.
Yeah.
So, like, if you lose a couple, they're like, sorry, buddy, you're not getting this badge. But you can go back and beat them, like, after, like, if you lose a third one, they'll be like, all right, you can challenge me again. because there's only 10.
Right.
And they don't want the game to be unbeatable.
Right.
But, like, you could work in mechanics to make it work.
Yeah, or just...
But like, I would like it if you had to go try somewhere else first and then come back after.
Yeah.
Because you screwed up.
If, yeah. And, like, the last one, like, they just eliminate that. You know? Like, you can, yeah. you can just keep trying whatever the last one is.
I also
is.
Want gym battles to be harder. Like, it doesn't have to go by that weird thing that I said. That's a me thing, and that's fine. But I just, I want them to feel more important than they are. I don't want to walk into any gym with a type advantage, stomp them into the dirt and leave.
Right. Yeah.
They are experts of whatever type they are. They should be able to cover their weaknesses better.
Right. Yeah, that would be, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
If they could, because if they are, like, this is all I do is train rock Pokemon. They figure out how to, like, waterproof them or something.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Or just add, like, weird stipulations to some of them.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
I would like to see, like, a couple, like environment things. Like, other than just, like, it's raining, you know?
Or, yeah.
Like,
well, right now we got rain, hail, sandstorm, sun. There was fog in Gen 4, but it did not come back, I don't think. I think that's it.
I would like to see, like, those, like, in more practical ways. Other than, like, this type of move is a little powered up because it's raining.
Yeah. Well, so hail does damage to...
I like that. I didn't
to
know
like
that.
Not ice type Pokemon.
And Sandstorm probably lowers your accuracy.
Sandstorm lowers accuracy and it does damage to Pokemon who aren't ground rock or steel type.
Okay. I guess that's good. Maybe a couple more things.
But do like more stuff like that.
Yeah. Or maybe like depending on where you're fighting, like the terrain would have an effect.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a swamp, like maybe like
your speed gets halved.
Yeah, like you just like everyone's a little slower.
Yeah.
Things like that. Another thing that would be just for me, or not just for me, but it would be like just a little nice little touch is if you could like yeah, you can dress up your Pokemon.
Yeah.
If that, like, if you saw them in battle like that.
That would be awesome.
Because I just want to put a bandana around my
Dude,
guy's necks and
yes.
be like, hey.
I want my little Cyndaquil to be wearing some shades.
Yeah.
Like, that is just so cute.
Yeah. Just like little touches like that. In terms of like bigger stuff, I would like a story that is a little bit more in depth, but not intrusive. Because I think that's what Pokemon's biggest strength is that, like, you can just play Pokemon, and, like, you don't have to...
Yeah.
Like, you'll run into Team Flare every now and then, and, like, you have to go to the Pokeball Factory or whatever, you know? But, like, it's not like, hey, you have to do these things. Like, it's just like, oh, well, while I'm here, I might, you know, even though you have to do those things.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it. So, I don't know. Maybe just, like a little bit better story. Maybe put, like, 5 more minutes into it this time.
Right. Right.
Because, like, the end boss of Team Flare is just, like, so dumb.
I would also, like in the gyms and stuff, you know how they all have junior trainers?
Yeah.
I would like you to need to beat them to qualify to challenge the gym leader. Because right now you can avoid them and just
yeah.
fight the gym leader. And he's like, okay, you did nothing to earn this match.
Right. Unless that was, like, the gimmick. Like,
yeah.
oh, you snuck around.
Yeah,
them
like, there's
Good
a
job.
Fighting one. He's like, bring it.
Yeah.
All comers.
Yeah.
My Primeape is going to punch your teeth out.
Yeah, we're going to knock you out.
But, because, like, in the anime show, there's an episode that's just, like, a fighting tournament.
This is in Dark City?
No, it's in Saffron, like, where the fighting dojo is, I
okay.
think. It's around that area in the anime.
Sure.
But, like, you can only use fighting-type Pokemon in it. So maybe the fighting gym leader is like, anyone can fight me, but they have to use a fighting-type.
Right. That would be cool.
That'd be real cool.
Yeah. I don't have anything else that I would want.
I don't really either.
How many Pokemon do you think they're going to add?
Well, they've already added one. So
Metal Diancie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Magearna. Magearna. Is the better name, and then they added ear into the middle of it for some reason.
Like a gear?
Magearna. That still sounds dumb.
Yeah. I like Magearna better.
I do too. She looks like she could collapse into a Pokeball.
You could kick
like
Pokemon
her,
inside of her.
Because like her bottom half is just, it's definitely a Pokeball
right.
shape. And it looks like the top of her can like go into it. So I'm curious what that's about. We'll have to wait for the movie to find out.
Right.
Also, one quick thing I found while I was just looking at Pokemon stuff before I came over. You remember Zygarde has new forms?
Yeah.
Do you know what powers up the cell form of Zygarde?
No.
The sun. Like sun and moon.
Oh.
So I think that's kind of the final, hey guys, that's what we're talking about on Friday.
Yeah.
I had a weird thought.
What?
What if sun... The sun version is always daytime, and the moon version is always nighttime.
I'm definitely getting sun.
I'll trade you a hoot hoot. But that's all I have, I think.
Oh, one thing I thought of real quick. While we're doing this, because it's like pipe dreams, things will never happen.
Yeah, sure.
Just like fix everything.
Yeah, just like pop the hood.
Just
throw a new engine in that sucker.
Just like real quick, like make it
iterate. Because you've swapped out a lot. You put a lot of new parts in this engine, and I like that. That runs real well.
It does.
But like,
you're allowed to go back and fix old stuff. Just because like it's the way it was doesn't mean it's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
You changed so many things over the years. Like, it's weird that you're like Nidoran female, Nidoran male are different Pokemon.
Like, right.
Just put them as one.
Well, like they have different learn sets. Not wildly, but they are different. My problem is that Nidorina and Nidoqueen can't breed.
That makes no sense.
Because there was some weird limitation in Gen 2 that made it so they couldn't. Some weird coding thing, and they were like, that's canon now, we're not gonna fix it.
Yeah, or like, just make Leafeon evolve into Leafstone. Also, get some more, I swear to God, if I don't get some more evolutions.
Hey, can we go back to the days when you could just buy evolution stones?
Yeah, that would be neat.
I don't care if they're like 10,000 bucks.
Yeah, or like, if I have to play like a game to get them or something. Just like a way that you can easily get them.
Because right now, you can do the super training. And you can earn some that way, but it's like, it's random.
Well, in HeartGold and SoulSilver, you could get them a random one every day.
Yeah.
But like, you had to just like show a guy a Pokemon.
Yeah. Hey, this is my...
Here's my Growlithe. My Firestone.
There's a Firestone. That's a good looking Growlithe you got there.
All right, cool. Thanks. Like, just like something that you could like, some sort of renewable way to get them.
Yeah. Because you can't earn them from super training now, but like, it's just so tedious. And it's not guaranteed. So sometimes you have to play super training for an hour to get a Moonstone.
And you don't need a Moonstone.
But why?
You need a Leafstone.
why are you making me jump through this hoop, Pokemon?
I don't know.
Fix that. Let me buy them.
Yeah, reorder some stuff.
Yeah, put evolutions, like group them together in the Pokedex.
Yeah, don't.
You can renumber the National Pokedex and it'll be fine, I promise.
I know there's going to be a lot of nerds flipping their minds out because the original 150 aren't in the right order anymore. But, like, I don't care about those people at all.
Right.
I don't care about them. Just, like, just fix your problems. Just take care of your business. Also, just, like, make a fun game. That's all I want. I just want to be fun.
Yeah, that all boils down to just make the game fun. I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it regardless. And yeah. I just, like, as long as I can invest more into it than I can with Omega Ruby, because I'm not into that game at all. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just am not into it.
It's your least favorite.
Yeah.
It's a remake of your least favorite, so you're just not invested.
Yeah, I was hoping that I would like it this time. And
it doesn't add anything that X and Y didn't.
Yeah, so. It took away my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So, we're going to wrap up in just a second. I got one last question.
Okay.
If you were making the starters, what would they be?
Like any starters?
Yeah.
Existing Pokemon? What is your question?
What about like the new starters?
If I was making brand new starters.
Yeah. What would you like them to be? Any thoughts on that?
No, not really. I would really like, if they go with a different triangle, if they go with like the psychic fighting dark type, I saw a picture of a fighting type kangaroo, and I just really want that to happen.
That would be pretty awesome. I don't think they'll go with a different triangle.
I don't think they ever will, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I like it. I got my Firefox, which is like good enough for me. Don't make them Digivolve this time, maybe. Maybe let them just like be Pokemon, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of like they all turn into people eventually. I don't know, because I wanted some sort of fire dog, and I got a Firefox, so that was close enough. And
you got Growlithe.
I got Growlithe, but I wanted like a I don't know, a different one, I guess.
No, I get it.
Because Growlithe is kind of a cat to me. I don't know. Like, it's a dog mostly, but there's a little bit of cat in there.
It is definitely like a dog if a dog was influenced by a tiger.
Yeah. Give me a hyena Pokemon.
Oh, there's Mightyena.
Mightyena is a wolf.
No, it's hyena. It's right in the name.
No, it's definitely, if you look at it, it's definitely a wolf. Hyenas have a very distinct face.
That's true.
And Mightyena does not have that face. Poochyena is a dog.
It's like a puppy.
It's a puppy.
Yeah, more cool animal Pokemon, less people Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't mind the occasional person.
Do it. And you can also do like real, like Florges isn't really a person. It's like a weird flower fairy. You can do more of that stuff too. That's fine.
I'm into that. I don't know how they would treat Mega Evolutions. If they would even bring it back. I'm sure they would.
Oh, yeah. Mega Evolution is here to stay. That's good. The big hook from Gen 6.
Okay, good. Because, like, every time they go to another generation, like, all the big things disappear, it seems like. So, I mean, you'd probably have to do this a similar thing, right? Like, you got to find a bracelet and a stone.
Yeah. Let more trainers use it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because like right now, like, only the champion does.
Yeah.
Like, even in the battle chateau in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, at least, nobody mega evolves in there. Yeah. You can just run in with a mega Kangaskhan and stomp everybody into the dirt. Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to get a lot number-wise of new Pokemon.
I think we're probably getting at least 50.
Probably around there. And a lot more Mega Evolutions, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Because, like,
because we're at 719.
That's a money
721.
721.
Now. Okay, so like, yeah, 50. Because you got 9 right off the bat from your starters. And then,
right.
I don't know what else. I don't know if there's any constants. Like, you got your legendaries, probably. A sun Pokemon and a moon Pokemon. I feel like there's already a sun.
Yeah, there's Solrock and Lunatone.
Not those two dummies. I'm talking about like legendaries. Are there legendaries in charge of the sun and moon yet?
There's Volcarona, but it's not really in charge of the sun. It's related to the sun somehow, and I can't quite remember.
Okay.
But nothing that like created the sun and moon.
Right.
Also, make these legendaries look cool.
Yeah. I like X and Y's legendaries.
They're okay.
Except for Zygarde. I don't know.
Zygarde's weird.
It's a very Zygarde's weird. But I really like Xerneas.
Yeah.
I think the Christmas tree horns are pretty awesome. And it's just like this like very majestic Pokemon. Eveltal, it like also looks pretty cool. I like that they went with the X and Y gimmick. But like before then, like Palkia and Dialga just like
They're just weird. I don't know what they are.
I don't know. They're like Megazords. They're like
yeah.
But not cool somehow. They're like CGI Megazords, where they stop being cool eventually. But yeah, just like cool legendaries. And you don't need to make them like earth-shatteringly good. Like, or not earth-shatteringly good, but just like fundamental forces of nature.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my favorite legendary is Lugia. I don't know if we've talked about this.
No, Lugia is one of the best ones.
Yeah, but it's not like Lugia made the air.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, this one is like Psychic Fly.
He lives in the ocean and he can just like mess up stuff. He's got weird finger wings.
Yeah. And I love that. And like Ho-Oh's just like a rainbow bird. And
he's
like,
just
whatever.
A phoenix. Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool. That's fine. They're legendary because they're legendary, not because they like made legends.
Yeah. So maybe like they didn't create the sun and moon. They just interact with them somehow.
They just sort of like represent them or were born from them or something. I mean, they're probably going to go crazy. They're probably
Probably. This Pokemon is the sun.
The literal
if you
sun.
Capture this Pokemon, it is always going to be dark out. There will be no light except for artificial light. Are you ready for that responsibility?
So you need to have it walking with you, and then it would always be daylight.
Right.
Because it would just be the sun. Oh, it's just it's just going to be a Mag...
Magcargo.
Magcargo.
All right.
We're done.
We're done.
Thank you guys for listening. You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at PWT Podcast. Oh, one quick thing. We've talked with Alan, who, guys, he's a cool guy.
He is.
So dodge that bullet. Not that we were worried, because like all of our listeners are pretty cool, but like you never know. You never really know until you talk to him. But Alan's real cool. And he's going to be DMing, or GMing, I guess. PMing?
GMing.
GMing our Pokemon RPG that will be starting up in a couple of weeks. We're not sure exactly when, but it's going to be real fun. I finally told Josh what my character is.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's real good.
Going to keep it under wraps. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. So just like keep an eye out for that. Maybe when it comes out, tell your friends. Also, if you'd like to be a part of it, if you'd like to like guest on it, we're not sure how we're going to do that yet, but like let us know. Shoot us an email or a tweet.
Email did. You know, our GM email.
Yeah.
Alan is the guy's name. He did message us and asked if, because we had mentioned someone else wanting to play. And I told him it would just be the two of us while we figured it out.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out from there. But if you do want to guest on it, let us know. We'll get with Alan and we'll work it in.
Yeah. Because, like, there's trainers in the world.
Yep.
Nothing, no reason.
And I'm sure Alan has great voice talent, but, like, nothing beats a whole new person coming in.
Well, I mean, I think I have a pretty good range of voices.
you do voices.
I do voices. I do a variety of voices. How good they are is up for debate. Yeah, so that's, I'm just super excited about that. So get ready. Get ready for that coming down the pipe. Anyway, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, we're at PWT Podcast. You can email us, pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
We're also on iTunes if you want to head over there. Leave us a rating and review. Helps us out a lot. Makes us just feel real good.
It would. It would feel good to get new reviews. That sentence got away from me, but I think I ran it back.
You did. You caught it.
Also, we are on Patreon, so if you are so inclined and have a couple extra bucks every month, maybe head on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And you can toss a couple our way, and you'll get some cool stuff in return. And if you are a Patreon backer and you want your Pokemon stuff that are Pokemon-related rewards, they're coming next month.
They are. I am way picky about the Cyndaquils I'm giving out.
I'm not.
So here's the thing. Your Teddy Ursas are ready.
They are. Yeah, Teddy Ursas are ready to go.
I've got 7 Cyndaquils. I need 7 more. So we got a lot going on right now. I'm slowly trickling them in.
Yeah, I have. I named all of them after ice cream flavors. So let me know which one you got, because I don't know who's getting who. Just let us know, because I want to know where they went. They're all my precious babies.
I'm giving them away in order, so you get what you get.
And then like any other things, like we have like 6 gyms that we need to make. We're gonna start that next month, and then the T-shirts and the stickers and all that will be forthcoming. Start of March, we're gonna be getting all that stuff together. If you're not familiar with our other podcast, The Morphin Grid, we're putting out a zine for that. And we're kind of in crunch time right now.
Yeah.
And everything else got pushed to the sides a little bit. But as soon as March happens, we're going to be going full force back into that. So do not worry. You will get some cool stuff soon. And also, there will be some new tiers added once we get that sorted out.
Once we hammer out this stuff.
So if you're not a supporter yet, once we have some new milestones in, maybe give those a look. And if there's something that you would be into, then support us. Patronize us. I don't know if that's the word I want to look for.
Nope, I think that has more of a negative connotation
to it. I think there's both, but I think you're mostly right. Also, there's another episode coming up this Wednesday. Josh, want to talk about that for 1 second? Hit him with the...
What is coming out Wednesday? All right, it's not a proper town episode.
Right.
Because I'm figuring out how to break up Fuchsia City, and I think I got it.
Okay.
That's on the back burner. We are going to do our first special spotlight on Wednesday, so look forward to that. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
It's going to be a whole family, though, so that'll be that'll be fun.
Be about 3.5 Pokemon. I'll let you decide what that means.
Other than that, our music is The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off the OC Remix album, the EVEP. Go check that out, ev.ocremix.com, and check out Dark Sword, DarkeSword. Go on Twitter and tell him that his music is great, and buy it if you can.
And our other music is from the Pokemon HeartGold and SoulSilver Super Music Collection, available on iTunes, $9.99. You know the drill. It's mostly from that. Sometimes Jake uses some other stuff.
I tend to, if I'm using something else, it's usually Scotine off the Kanto Symphony. Kanto Reorchestrated? Is that what it is?
Pokemon Reorchestrated, Kanto Symphony.
Kanto Symphony. I would like a Johto Symphony.
He's done some. He hasn't done a whole album yet.
Okay.
But he's working on it.
Cool. Yeah, it's Pull My Butt Out of the Fire. They're real nice. They're real nice songs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
So we'll see you on Wednesday for a mysterious Pokemon family. But until then,
smell you later! I was saying, don't say may the power protect you in my head so much that I almost said may the power protect you.
May the power smell you later.